It's been a crazy couple of weeks at the Just Sports store in Alderwood Mall.
We are all out of the beanies. We're going to be getting more landing probably Thursday or Friday.
There's been a steady stream of customers in search of Seahawks gear.
We have the blue ones.
We don't have the white ones.
They're looking for Seahawks team jerseys, which go for $100 or more.
The 12-man jersey. Something in blue, but they don't have it.
Right.
They're out pretty much everywhere you look.
And there's big demand for T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs.
You name it. If it has a Seahawks logo on it, it's disappearing as fast as we can get it in.
That's Nathan White, the district manager for Just Sports.
Hey, I found the other side sweatshirts, Tom.
He's unpacking dozens of boxes of Seahawks gear, and he's operating on very little sleep.
I mean, yesterday, before we could even open the boxes, we were giving people shirts before it was even tagged and processed. I mean, it's been absolutely insane.
And as insane as things are now, just imagine what it will be like if the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Companies are going to extraordinary lengths to ensure that people can buy Seahawks Super Bowl championship gear the very next day. Jim Pisani is president of VF, which makes clothing under the Majestic brand. He says the company has thousands of blank T-shirts and hoodies waiting at printing facilities all over the country.
So we have them near Denver in case Denver wins, and we have them in Seattle in case Seattle wins. So as soon as the final play, we're able to print it.
And some of those shirts should be ready for customers at Just Sports by 6 a.m. the next day. But there are other companies that will go even farther. They will purchase gear that proclaims the Seahawks the champions of Super Bowl 48 even before the game begins. That's the case at Sports Authority in Seattle's Northgate neighborhood. Matt Anderson and Brent Vandermeer say the Seahawks championship gear will be held in a locked room.
We do have a large amount of stuff that we pre-buy. There's no doubt we're winning, so we'll have stuff after the game.
As soon as the Seahawks get their shirts after they win, you can get them here.
Customers can watch the game on the store's big screen TVs. If the Seahawks win, the gear will come out of the locked room and immediately be put out for sale. And that leads to the question that no Seahawks fan wants to consider.
If the Seahawks don't win, what happens to all of that stuff?
I don't think we're going to talk about that because there's no opportunity. They're going to win. Very confident about it.
It's a somewhat tricky question. The NFL licenses team merchandise, and the league does not permit any gear that proclaims the wrong winner of a Super Bowl to be out on the market. In the old days, the misprinted gear would simply be destroyed, but that is not the case today. The hats and shirts will survive, but will likely end up far, far away.
Bosnia, Romania, Armenia, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Uganda, Zambia, Burundi.
That's Jim Fisher-Keller. He works for the humanitarian group World Vision, which is based in Federal Way. After the Super Bowl, World Vision will offer to gather all the gear that proclaims the wrong Super Bowl winner. They'll ship it overseas to poor countries where World Vision works. Much of the gear will go to children. Fisher-Keller says it's often the first brand new clothing they've ever received.
So they're excited about that. They generally have no knowledge of the teams involved or even the leagues involved or the sport involved. They're just happy to get a new shirt with a tag on it so they know that it's brand new.
The amount of gear varies, but it's typically thousands of items that would have been worth hundreds of thousands of dollars if the team had won. The donations are tax deductible. Sports Authority is one of the retailers that takes part in the World Vision program. The company is actually headquartered near Denver, so it's likely to have a good supply of Broncos gear as well that's printed up for the Super Bowl. From Brent Vandermeer's perspective in Seattle, that's just fine.
There'll be a lot of Broncos T-shirts in third world countries. Let's just leave it at that.
Even though companies like Sports Authority end up with a lot of losing gear on their hands, it's part of the cost of doing business. According to the NFL, sales of licensed merchandise from the Super Bowl alone are expected to total more than $150 million. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.